then covered it with a cup and quickly pulled the handkerchief away. Do you think the coin will still be under the cup? If you have sharp eyes, you should have seen the coin actually fell to the ground with the handkerchief. Then he wanted to check the drawer under the table, and surprisingly, the other guy got nervous right away. The drawer is technically within the area below the cup. He might have hidden the coin there. So Jack confidently gave his answer. The coin is still there. But the demon's verdict was, he got it wrong. Turned out there was nothing in the drawer. John took advantage of Jack's suspicious nature and won this round successfully. It was just a small win, but it really ticked Jack off. He said right then and there that he was going to use his demon power. The question was, are there more than 10,000 people active within a 1 kilometer radius of this area? John didn't dare to answer casually. He knew there must be a trap in this question. Just then, a computer suddenly lit up. Even though it was plugged in, it showed it was running on battery. He seemed to realize something. He immediately tore up some paper, put it in a bucket and set it on fire. This way he could keep warm, and also test his hunch. When the fire alarm went off, he noticed the ceiling sprinklers didn't spray water. That's when John figured out, Jack's power might be spatial transfer. He moved the whole room to an extremely cold place. That also explains why there was no electricity, water or heating. But just as he answered no, something unexpected happened.